I'm Angie Robertson, and you're listening to Spirit-Led Life, episode 15. On today's episode, we are exploring what might be possible to be comfortable in the unknown. I know I may not be alone in saying this, but ever since the pandemic, we seem to be living in a more unfamiliar world than ever before. It seems this unfamiliar territory isn't going to change anytime soon, so how can we calm our souls so we aren't in a constant state of trying to understand the meaning or make sense of everything? Let's go to the show and find out what the Holy Spirit will share with us today. Welcome to the show. We are just coming off a series on soul care, and coming up in the month of May, I will have some special episodes as it will be the 5-year anniversary of my book, The Beauty in Letting Go. For those of you who don't know, yes, I wrote a book that is a memoir about my experience of putting expectations on God, only to not have my misunderstood expectations met and finding myself in a crisis of faith. I'll be sure to link to the book in the show notes. In the meantime, I didn't want to start another series before then, as technically I will only have 2 episodes I need to fill before May. I checked in with the Holy Spirit to find out what He wanted to share, and today's topic was the first one He shared with me. What's been so amazing is that God has been sending me resources and information on this topic for almost a month now, like He has been preparing me for it. I love how I don't have to do this alone. I get to do this in partnership with Him. It is also something I have been confronted with myself as I venture out into new ground with God and trusting Him more. It is the territory of the unknown. It can make many of us uncomfortable, and a sense of fear can rise up so strong that it prevents many from even taking action on any invitation from the unknown. Of course, we all want to know everything will work out in the end. We want guarantees. We don't want to invest our time, money, resources, emotions, and the list goes on if in the end we are disappointed, defeated, experience loss, or have to experience grief. I'm right there with anyone else who might feel this way. This podcast is a great example of the unknown. In a recent newsletter I sent out to one of my subscriber list, I shared how this podcast is an invitation from God to me for the unknown. For the last 22 years, my vocation has been as a business owner and virtual assistant. 4 years ago, I started a virtual assistant school, which I'm sure everyone would agree seems a natural extension of the work I've been doing. When I received the invitation from God to trust Him more deeply and step out of what I've known for the last 22 years, it felt messy to me. How was I going to show up in this new space of encouraging people to trust the Holy Spirit more and understand their identity in Christ? I've been showing up as a virtual assistant, and won't that confuse people? Why would they listen to what I have to say? Will they even listen? What if no one listens? Will all this time have been wasted? For the past year, God has been gently guiding and inviting me to step out of my comfort and safety zone and trust Him with the desires of my heart. He has never forced me or condemned me. He just loves me and shows me glimpses of what could be. What if it does work out? What if He will handle it all and I don't need to worry about a thing? What I'm learning is being in the unknown is an invitation from God to trust Him more. In Isaiah 55, 8-9, God says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." You may be like me and say, "Yeah, I get that, Lord, but..." It's easier said than done. It can be hard, especially when our relationship with God is on a rocky ground. Heck, even if it isn't on a rocky ground, it can be hard. This is part of the reason why up to now on this podcast, we have been learning about who God is and what our perception of Him is so we can heal any areas where we aren't living in truth so we can learn to trust Him more. But back to this mysterious unknown. before we move on to talking about how we can learn how to be more comfortable in it, make sure to follow and share this podcast on your favorite podcast platform. I'd also love it if you would consider leaving a kind review so others can find us. It means so much to me that you share how this podcast is supporting you in growing closer to the Lord and your understanding of the Holy Spirit in your life. Thank you so much. So let's dive in. How can we live in this unknown? Well, for starters, spoiler alert, as believers and followers of Christ, we win. No matter what happens, we have victory in Christ. I can't remember where I heard this, but when Dave was going through his cancer journey, we heard someone who was battling a potential fatal illness say, "Either way, we win. If I die, I win. If I survive, I win." Hearing that changed mine and Dave's whole perspective on how we faced his cancer journey. We can take comfort in that no matter what, we win. If this unknown thing kills us, we win. Which, by the way, in a Psychology Today article titled, "How Often Do Your Worries Actually Come True?" by Seth Gilhan, he referenced a study done by Penn State University where they had participants write down their specific worries for 10 days. Whenever they noticed they were worrying, they would write it down. The findings of the study were that 91% of what the participants worried about didn't even come true. I know this is an extreme thought, so let me get a little more granular and practical. I've shared before that I identify with the Enneagram 6. One of the characteristics that is identified, so I can actually work on it, is the ability to overthink. I can play out a worst case scenario that can be turned into a full length movie with all these special effects. In fact, I can overthink so much that to me, it is as if I actually did the thing I'm overthinking about. It really does feel physically, emotionally, and especially mentally like I did the very thing I've concentrated my thoughts on. This podcast is a great example. I've been wanting to do this podcast for over a decade now. Well, not this specific podcast, but in my mind, I have started dozens of podcasts and played them all out, unsuccessfully, I might add. When God approached me, it was different from the original process of overthinking. And while my mind tried to overthink it, there was this calling to the unknown that overshadowed it. It trumped everything and still does to this day. In Jeremiah 29:11, we read, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." This is God's promise to us. And at some point, we have to accept him at his promise. We have to believe him at his word and remind him of his word, you know, just in case he forgets. I mean, call on him every second, minute, or hour of the day if you need his encouragement to keep you moving forward. I did that with this podcast. I asked him to at least once a week give me some encouragement to keep going. He has been faithful, and sometimes he's even given me more than one encouragement a week. Just this past week, someone posted a 5-star review and another person used the link on my website to donate money towards the podcast. I love being delighted and surprised. I never know what he's going to do, but I receive anything he does. This is also being in the unknown. And yes, there are times where I wonder, will he show up this week? But you know what? He hasn't let me down. And part of that is I have to be willing to let go of what I would deem as encouragement and be open to anything. Now, I could deem getting a donation and a 5-star review is absolutely encouragement, and that would be what my mind would prefer and what I would prefer. But I want to be open to anything. It could be a scripture. It could be anything. I want to be open to whatever God has as in terms of encouragement, and I don't want to limit him. Another practical way we can be comfortable in the unknown is considering that all might go well. I recently learned this technique when you are faced with an unknown and you might only see two different outcomes. And some people have used terms in the culture that called duality pendulum. It's kind of a black or white thinking, outcome A or outcome B. In order to break this pendulum of swinging back and forth between only two possible outcomes, you are invited to sit down and write out 20 more possible outcomes. Let your imagination run wild. Go way out there with your thoughts, no matter how impossible they might be. Here's an example. I could get stuck in the duality pendulum a lot. This podcast will either be wildly successful or fail miserably. For someone else, it might be that you get married or you are single for the rest of your life. You'll be a mom or you'll never be a mom. It's almost an either-or scenario with no other options in between. The problem with this thinking is it stifles your creativity and closes you off to the possibilities, and you become uncomfortable with the unknown. Your mind goes into overdrive trying to protect you and keeps you stuck in fear, and you don't take any action. Let me give you an example of how this exercise works. Let's take my fixation on the podcast of either failing or succeeding. Now, let me think of a couple of possible outcomes. I'm not going to do all 20. We would be here all day. But here are a few. What if God wants me to start this podcast because this is a stepping stone and someone from Trinity Broadcasting Network reaches out and wants me to co-host a TV show? It could happen. What if starting this podcast leads to a church reaching out and inviting me to become an associate pastor? It could sure happen. What if starting this podcast leads to a Christian university reaching out, giving me an honorary doctorate, and inviting me to become a professor and teach a course all about listening to the Holy Spirit? That's by far my favorite. And it could happen. I mean, yes, these are pretty far out there, but they could happen. Now let's revisit Isaiah 55, 8 through 9 again. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Did you catch that? My thoughts than your thoughts. Like, I came up with just 3 possible scenarios, and those were pretty far out there, right? Imagine what God thinks. Like, his thoughts are higher than my thoughts. He can think so much greater than what I could even possibly think. It just blows my mind. Like, and that's the point. He wants us to lean into him because we just don't know. I mean, he has such greater thoughts and a higher purpose for us. And he always has our best interest in his heart. Giving thoughts to other possibilities opens up and expands my soul, so I'm more open to what God is doing. Now, the last way we will talk about being comfortable with the unknown is actually being in God's presence. In the daily devotional book, Jesus Calling by Sarah Young, the April 9th devotion reads, "You are mine for all time. Nothing can separate you from my love. Since I have invested my very life in you, be well assured that I will also take care of you. When your mind goes into neutral and your thoughts flow freely, you tend to feel anxious and alone. Your focus becomes problem solving. To get your mind back into gear, just turn toward me, bringing yourself and your problems into my presence. Many problems vanish instantly in the light of my love because you realize you are never alone. Other problems may remain, but they become secondary to knowing me and rejoicing in the relationship I so freely offer you. Each moment you can choose to practice my presence or to practice the presence of problems." Romans 8:38 through 39 reads, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." He wants us to come into his presence. He wants us to bring our thoughts and our problems and our worries and concerns about the unknown. I can relate to getting into the problem-solving mode that I just read about. I've mentioned it before. It is one of my superpowers, but can also cause me to stumble. There are things that I just can't solve. And again, it's an invitation to trust God more and lean on his words, such as that verse that I just read. These are just some practices to help you try wading in the water of the unknown. The Holy Spirit just wants you to come on in. The water is nice. And when we focus our eyes on Jesus, we can walk on the water. Now, before I share this week's HPS, if you aren't on the list to receive notifications of when new episodes drop, and behind the scenes, I share only in the email and nowhere else, be sure to visit spiritledlifepodcast.com and you will see the subscriber form. Fill that out and you will be added to the list. It's just that easy. For this week's Heavenly Position System Challenge, HPS, as always, taking out our journals, getting a quiet space. For the next 15 minutes, take a problem or situation or whatever your mind is focusing on right now and assess it. Are you stuck in that duality pendulum? Take the next 15 minutes and write out 20 other possible outcomes. Don't hold back. Get as wild as possible with your ideas. Remember, God can outthink you. Have fun with it. Once you've gotten all the other possibilities out, assess your soul. What are you experiencing in your countenance right now? How are you feeling? Write those things down and really pay attention to them. As I close, I will leave you with some prophetic words from Jennifer Camp and Loop from Women, who I mention a lot on here. Listen to these words as God is speaking to you through them. I know you want to see what's ahead. I know it is difficult to not know what is around the corner. I know you wonder if I have a plan. My daughter, my son, how can I not have a plan for this world? How can I not have a plan for you? Do you wonder now, what does it mean for me to have a plan? Does it mean me knowing all the details of a moment in the future? Does it mean me having designs stretched out for what's ahead, a purpose considered, an arrangement in place? What if I told you the plan I have for you is not for you to worry about? What if I told you there is only a small part you can understand of all the things I know and the things I want you to know and the things you just don't need to be concerned with? Here is my plan. I have good for you. It is my desire that you know me, that you love me, that you follow me, that you serve me. It is my plan. It is my desire that you want to be with me, that you want to talk with me, that you stay here in this moment with me, and concern yourself with knowing me now, this moment, and not considering all the details about the future that I know and you don't. What do you want to know? What do you want to know that you think I am holding out on you? Here is what you need to know. I love you. I never forget you. Your life is my preoccupation. You are part of my plan for this world, which I love and which I desire to heal and bring to life and have know me. I don't want this world to miss out on what I've always had for it as I hold out my hand. To God be the glory. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode. And be sure to tune in each week so we can learn together how to have a spirit-led life.